This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The pending release of three American students arrested in Egypt during protests near Cairo's Tahrir Square was the best Thanksgiving gift, the mother of one of the young men said yesterday. Joy Sweeney of Jefferson City said the consul general confirmed yesterday morning that her 19-year-old son, Derek Sweeney, will be released. Derek Sweeney was arrested Monday, along with two fellow Americans studying in Cairo. Currently, he and the two other men are being detained in a holding cell in a police station in Cairo. Sweeney discovered her son wouldn't be released from the police station until Sunday, as opposed to Friday, as they had previously been informed. She spoke with him yesterday afternoon and said he was in good spirits, despite having to stay in Cairo for three extra days.
It's gone from, we were ecstatic, he's going to get out of there today, to, oh, no, not again, not another problem, to he's okay with it, we're okay with it, he's just happy to know that it's going to be over on Sunday.
Derek Sweeney also told his mother they were able to have a Thanksgiving dinner in their cell. The city of Clayton has become the fifth Missouri community to pass a law barring discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in employment, housing, and public accommodations. The Clayton City Council unanimously approved the measure Tuesday. Mayor Linda Goldstein says the St. Louis County community is resolved to protect the rights of all residents equally. The statewide advocacy group PROMO says Clayton joins St. Louis, Kansas City, University City, and Olivet among Missouri communities offering inclusive protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. Two Joplin parents whose son was headed home from his high school graduation when he was killed in May's tornado are beginning to heal as they head into the first holiday season without him. The Joplin Globe reports that Mark and Trish Norton are trying not to think of their loss. Instead, they say, they are focused on how their community rallied together, the strength of their faith, the support of friends and family, and the kindness of strangers touched by their son's story. Will Norton's body wasn't found until 5 days after the May 22nd twister hit. During the search, the story captivated the nation. The storm pulled Will Norton out of the family's sports utility vehicle as his father tried to hold on to him. And a holiday tradition is about to begin in St. Charles. Christmas Traditions is the annual event created by the St. Louis area's town's South Main Preservation Society in the 1970s. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports this year's event begins with the arrival of Santa by horse-drawn carriage this morning. The event runs Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through December 24th. A hunter in southwest Missouri saw a rare sight recently, two whooping cranes. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the hunter was north of Neosho this week when he saw the whooping cranes. The large, endangered birds migrate from Canada to the Gulf Coast in the fall. The Conservation Department says there are fewer than 500 whooping cranes left in the wild. Their wingspan can exceed 7 feet. Jeff Cantrell, a conservation education consultant for the department, says he hurried to the scene and found the adult crane and a juvenile with a leg band and a radio transmitter. Whooping crane sightings have been rare in Missouri for decades. The birds traditionally make migrating stopovers in Kansas. MU's university singers have been invited to sing at the White House on December 19th. The Mizzou Singing Group was selected among hundreds of choirs across the country to perform. Elizabeth Troval has more about this rare opportunity for the Columbia Singing Group.
On the Sunday after their finals week, 30 undergraduates, graduate students, and faculty members of University Singers will board a plane for Washington and make their way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. In one of the rooms open for tours, the group will sing holiday music for White House visitors. Director of University Singers, Professor Paul Crabb, says he was both surprised and honored upon receiving the prestigious invitation.
It's not the kind of thing when you turn on your email that you expect to have an email from the White House. It was a little bit of a shock to see that address.
Crabb says at the White House, the University Singers will have the opportunity to showcase Mizzou's musical talent and also represent the state of Missouri.
I don't know that, you know, who all is going to be there, but it certainly is a rare occurrence for an invitation to come from the White House to sing.
The one downside of the trip is that just half of the University Singers were able to go because the White House only allowed a total of 30 to perform. Vocal performance graduate student Christine Harkio says she was excited when she received news Friday that she would be attending the trip. Harkio also says, though she's not planning to see the president during the trip, she's not completely ruling it out either.
Today, I don't know if the president himself will be in that day or will get to listen, but I know there are numerous groups performing throughout the day, so I don't know who might show up.
Though the university singers have sung in Washington, D.C. and abroad, this is their first time to be asked to sing at the White House. Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News.
A researcher at MU has found a cheaper way to fatten up turkeys for Thanksgiving. Professor Jeff Furman says turkeys don't need as much protein as they typically consume. He says that adopting different amino acids in feedstocks could help the U.S. poultry industry save more than $100 million. Any matchup between Missouri and Kansas is intense. Their rivalry traces back to the Civil War, spawning legendary tales, driving wedges between families, and growing more bitter with time. The schools can't even agree on their series record. With Mizzou headed off to the SEC after this season, Saturday's showdown at Arrowhead Stadium could be the last one for quite a while. The Tigers have expressed a desire to keep the rivalry going, but KU, stunned by its rival's defection from the Big 12, has said it's not really interested. That means Game 20 of the series that is tied, at least according to the Jayhawks, will be decided on Saturday. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.